Well, Master to join us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful, Father, that you woke us up this morning, that you've allowed us to come together one more time in the telecommunications sanctuary, O Heavenly Father. We are thankful that you are allowing us another opportunity to get it right, Father. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the women of God who said yes to your mandate. That is Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we just want to magnify your name. We want to thank you for the beautiful Artists International that was utilized to bring us together, O Heavenly Father, and we praise you for it, Lord. We just want to be in your presence, Father, to obtain wisdom, O God, to obtain knowledge, but most importantly, to obtain understanding, O Heavenly Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up, and we call it done, sealed in the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow, wow, wow. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdoms greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I am just super excited about the day that the Lord has made, and I am excited that we are all being glad in it. So if this is your first time, we invite you back to come on a line and truly, truly be blessed. These two dynamic women of God that we were speaking of, Minister Kai was speaking of, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she's now being affectionately known as Dr. Dimples. She is the ambassador of Artists International. These two victorious women of God were given a mandate by our Father, and he said, I want you to create the Master's Call. And the Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. So we are coming up on our fourth year of dedicated unmatched service. I tell you, this is a ministry, and it's because God is all in it. This call is all about the Master. And again, these two victorious women of God were given a mandate, and they followed it to the T. God said, I want you to create a mission statement for this call. And the mission statement is for believers to be enriched, to enhance, and to be empowered as they begin their day. And the really, really awesome thing about this is not only are we being enriched, being enhanced, and being blessed and empowered each day, the other awesome blessing is there is a scripture reference that we stand on. There's a scripture reference that totally talks about this call, and it's found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can see and as you heard Minister Kai, we start this call off in prayer, and then we end this call in prayer, and then we encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because we know that when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. So we're just excited that God gave these ladies a mandate and they followed it to a T. Now, here's another beautiful thing about the Master's Call. We are threaded together from an awesome company, Artists International. Now, you may say, now, wait a minute now. What does Artists International have to do with a prayer call? And as a matter of fact, what is Artists International? And I will tell you, my brother and sister, I am glad that you asked. Artists International is a health and wellness company that has given people an opportunity to change their zip code, given people an opportunity to change their generational wealth and get on the right side of their finances. But the best thing about Artists International is not only did it thread us together, but the founders of this Dynamic Company are sold out to the Lord. They begin everything with God first, and because of that, they are blessed. So if you don't know about Artists International, if you don't know about the 500% growth that happened this year, if you don't know about that amazing fashion show that unleashed new products last weekend, and if you don't know about the upcoming Empowerment Conference in Orlando, Florida, Father's Day weekend, I suggest that you go back to the person who told you about this call, and they will be more than glad to tell you more about Artists International and how you can get involved with changing people's lives and helping them become more healthier, lose weight, or whatever it is. And speaking of Artists International, there are a team of awesome, awesome members of Artists International that was founded by Dorothy Cook. And there's a, well, she didn't find that, well, she actually did, but there's a call that Dorothy Cook spearheaded, and there's an awesome, awesome team of Artists International distributors that are on that line that will motivate you, that will get you excited about being an entrepreneur and helping people with their lives. And that is the morning motivational call. There you learn about information such as the fashion show that took place, such as the Empowerment Conference, such as ways to build your business, things like 90K in 90 days, amazing, exciting call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. That's immediately after this call. Again, that is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And because today is Wednesday, it is actually going to be the Ambassador's Call, which is headed in with our beautiful Dr. P.K. Roberts. And on behalf of the Master's Call family, on behalf of all of us here, we want to wish Platinum President Martha Marie Preston a very, very happy, happy birthday. We love you very much. And she played a role with the Master's Call also. So this is so much that you can learn about this call. Go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Learn more about this call. Find out how you can become involved. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports, your testimonies, or just say hello to us by sending that email to the Master's Call, info@themasterscall.net. Again, info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. So I am enthusiastic about what God is doing in our lives this day, but I'm about to move out the way so this mighty, mighty man of God can come on the line and let us know what the Lord has downloaded in his spirit for us to meditate on, work on, so we could be more like him. And this awesome man of God, Bishop Horace Kitson, is the fourth son of the late Bishop Eric Kitson. He was ordained as a pastor in 74. He was also a pastor at Banbury Glorious Church of God in Jamaica, West Indies. He graduated from the College of Arts, Science, and Technology in Jamaica in 76. He was commissioned as a professional land surveyor in 78. And in 1976, he also married the beautiful Miss Lorna Doyley. And they migrated over to the States in 81 with their beautiful, beautiful family. God blessed him with awesome, awesome family, two gorgeous daughters and one granddaughter. And while he was in America, he went ahead and hit the ground running and did his thing. He was working as a water treatment salesman, became the youth pastor at New Deliverance in Orlando, became the elder at Radiant Life Assembly God in Orlando. He received his bachelor's in theology from the United Bible College and Theological Seminary and received his master's in ministry from the International Seminary. And while he is working on his PhD in ministry and religious studies at the International Seminary, he is the author of the book, Is the Bible Really True? Go on Amazon or wherever it is you have to go and get a copy of this book. And I tell you, he is a, we say, a minister of health and wellness, because he is a soon-to-be platinum president with this awesome company, Artists International. So without further ado, I'm moving out the way so we can hear, thus saith the Lord, are you there? Bishop Kitson.
Yes, I'm here, Minister LaShawn. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Take it away.
Thank you. It's a great privilege of mine this morning to be able to share in a forum like this, the Master's Call. I consider this a tremendous opportunity. And when we think of the fact that we can be empowered, enriched, and enhanced, in the morning we truly thank the founders for this great call who were obedient to the Lord. As Minister Kai said, today is the call is to wisdom, where she said wisdom is the principal thing, so we need to get wisdom. The Lord laid on my heart this morning to share with you concerning the holiness of God. You don't hear much about that anymore. And before I do, I just want to mention to you briefly, and you can find this online, you can Google this, and just hear what the different cultures had to say. I think I mentioned this some time ago. The Greeks, who were very, very wise, we have gotten a lot of our mathematical formulas from them. They said, we should be wise, and you should know yourself. Be wise, know yourself. The Romans, they were very strong. They have affected the world. And they said, be strong and discipline yourself. And if you pay careful attention, you will notice that the focus is always on self. And religion says, be good, conform yourself. The Epicurean, they say, be sensuous, satisfy yourself. Or the educationalist, they say, be resourceful, expand yourself. Psychology says, be confident, assert yourself. And we go on and on. The humanistic approach says, be capable, believe in yourself. Until finally this man came on the scene, Jesus of Nazareth, and he said, we should deny ourselves. So Jesus of Nazareth, he says, deny yourself. If any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself. And right here we have a major challenge, because now instead of Jesus calling us to be strong and to focus on ourselves, what he is saying to us today is that we should deny ourselves. So as we attempt to focus on the holiness of God, my text is coming to us from Isaiah chapter 6 and a few verses there, where verse 1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord. He was high and he was lifted up, and his train filled the temple. So we see here that God is a holy God. And by way of introduction, Psalm 99 and verse 5 says, God is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. So the God that we are talking about today, the Most High, he is holy. And his holiness demands from us today a response. It demands worship. And in Isaiah 57 and verse 15, he says, the prophet Isaiah says, thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. He says, I dwell in the high and holy place. My name is holy. and of all the attributes that God has, the only one that he has chosen to use as his name is holy. He is called the Holy One of Israel. And his holiness, because of his holiness, the very nature of God is holiness. He then cannot look upon sin. He cannot approve of sin. In Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13, this holy God, he cannot look, his eyes are purer than looking on wickedness. He cannot behold or look on sin. So then, for God to fellowship with man, for this holy God to fellowship with man, then he had to do something with man. So when he created man in his image and likeness, the Most High was able to come and fellowship with man. He could commune with man. But after man sinned, God could no longer fellowship with man. And that has been man's greatest desire, the greatest longing. Man seeks after so many things. But what he's really seeking for is fellowship with the Most High God. But because of the sin nature that we possess within ourselves, we are unable to have fellowship with God. So God had to do something so that man can once again come into fellowship with him. And what he did, Ephesians 4 and verse 24 says, Paul writing to the Ephesians said, we should put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So, as you know, that man is spirit, his soul, and his body. So his spirit makes, man's spirit makes him God conscious. So the spirit of man is desiring fellowship with God. The soul of man makes us self-conscious, and we are wrapped up in ourselves. And this is why all the philosophies of man have to do with the soul, yourself. Do what pleases you. But the spirit of man is crying out, and man will not be satisfied until he comes back in fellowship with God. So for us to have fellowship with this holy God, like Isaiah, we need a vision. We need a vision of the Most High. That's the first thing we will see. And the verse said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. He had a vision. He was prophesying, but now God is about to reveal himself to Isaiah in a way that will change his life. And for us to have fellowship with God, then God had to do something with our spirits. And that is where the gospel comes in, where Jesus Christ died, so that now we can be born again and our spirits can be regenerated. So the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness. So when we get this vision of God, then we will be able to transition from our carnal fleshly life to a life of holiness. We don't hear much being said about that anymore. Holiness. We hear so much being said that we are all sinners. But you are going to see where God the Most High, he is saying to us, be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. How could God be expecting us to be holy? God would not expect something of us unless he gives that very thing to us. So the new man, the recreated spirit, is created in righteousness and true holiness. So what is happening here is that for us to transition from the carnal realm into the spirit realm, where we start walking in the spirit, living in the spirit, then we must have a vision of God. So that's the first point we see here, where Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. After the death of Isaiah, he saw the Lord, Adonai, the supreme ruler. And until we see God as the supreme ruler, the master, the one who is holy in all his ways and righteous in all his works, until we get a vision of the Most High, sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. He dwells in the high and holy place. But thank God he also dwells among those who are of a broken and a contrite spirit. He dwells among us so that he can revive the hearts of the contrite one. So this holy God wants to reveal himself to us, but we have got to get this vision. So after the vision, we will be able to hear from those who are continually around the throne of God, the seraphim. They cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. And when we realize that God is holy, and we see this vision of him, then we will begin now to see his glory all around us. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. So all around us, we are beginning to see the glory of God, his majesty. And like the angels, we will be saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Then after we see God's holiness, then we begin to see ourselves, not as the Greeks see us, not as the Romans see us, but we will begin to see ourselves. We cry out, woe is me, like Isaiah. As we see God's holiness, then we see our sinfulness. Then God, in his mercy, one of the seraphims took the fire from off the altar and touched Isaiah's lips, and he was purged. And after man is purged, then he will hear the voice of God saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah was able to say, here am I, send me. After he saw the vision of God, after he heard the angel saying, holy, 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 after he saw himself and he was purged, then this man was able to respond to the holiness of God, respond to the call of God. And God is calling us this morning. He wants to send us to our neighbors. He wants to send us to young people who are struggling all about. I trust that someone will be able to say this morning, after seeing and hearing how holy God is, someone will be able to say, here am I, Lord, send me. As artists distribute, as we go up in the marketplace, representing products, but also we can be representing the Most High God. We're saying, who shall I send, and who will go for us? I trust that you will be able to say this morning, here am I, Lord, send me. The Lord bless you. Thank you for listening. Over to you, Minister LaShawn.
Wow, wow, wow. Praise the Lord for your obedience. Hallelujah. And delivering the word just how God wanted you to. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, loud and clear.
Amen. We're going to bring you back on, Bishop Kitson, for the benediction and to close us out. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for the word that you have given us this morning. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that you do not condone sin, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you have given us your Son and the blood of the Lamb for us to be forgiven, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for anything that we do unto you that's grievous, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for repetitive sins, Lord. We ask that you forgive us when we look down at the least of thee, O God. We ask that you forgive us when we don't help our brother and sister, O God. We ask that you forgive us for anything that we may have done that is not of you.
It appears that, hi, this is Minister Robbins. Father, we just thank you, just as Minister LaShawn was saying. We just thank you for being a forgiving God, for being a faithful God, for being a loving Father, for giving us a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, whatever the chance is. You are faithful, Father, and you said that
Hallelujah.
You are just, and you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So
praise
thank
God.
You, Lord, because you love us that much that you want us to do just what you have called us to do, love your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bishop Kitson, will you please come forward and give us our benediction?
Yes. Thank you very much. Lord bless you. We appreciate each one. Thank you for listening. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you.